This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free here. Bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 as we launch into another Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with you tonight. It's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Of course, you can bring up absolutely anything you want to discuss. Just do that here. We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. A couple nights ago, Friday night, we were talking about the Pirate Party. We talked about them in detail. Basically, the Iceland version of the Pirate Party was poised to win some serious seats in the Icelandic Parliament, which, as I recall, has about 63 or 64 members. Mark, you did the math and determined
63. Yeah,
you determined that each of the members of Parliament in Iceland represents about 5,000 of the island's population. There's only about 320,000 people on the island. So it's actually, you know, like New Hampshire, a fairly well-represented place. And it's an interesting story about the Pirate Party. They started a decade ago back in Sweden. And the person who founded the Pirate Party in Sweden seems to be a pretty libertarian guy. But on the other hand, the Pirate Party's not a libertarian party. There's some positions that they have that aren't exactly freedom-friendly. That said, it is interesting to see when the underdogs can have some success in a political system that is built and, you know, sort of
to
the
keep
deck
them
stacked.
Out.
Yeah, the deck is stacked against them. But in the case of the European elections, there, at the very least, there's a chance that smaller parties can get in there to some extent, unlike here in the United States, where it's basically a two-party system, and the third parties are left out in the cold at every possible turn. A story coming out of, the New York Times. The election was on Saturday, so we talked about what might happen. They were leading in the polls 2 weeks before the election. Then the week before the election, one of the current major parties kind of took the lead in the polls. We'll give you the actual results here. From Reykjavik, Iceland, their prime minister has announced on Sunday he would resign as the insurgent anti-establishment Pirate Party capitalized on a wave of anger over corruption to come in second place in the country's general election.
Not bad.
They had two people, the Pirate Party folks had two MPs, members of parliament, prior to this election. The prime minister, Sigurdur Ingi Johansson, announced his departure on national television after his center-right Progressive Party's share of the seats of the 63 parliament collapsed to 8 from 19. So they had 19 seats, they now have 8. And he's calling it quits. In the previous election was when they won the 19 seats. That was 2013.
The current prime minister, his party had 19 and they
dropped to 8 as of Saturday.
And he's resigning.
Correct. Mr. Johansson's predecessor as prime minister, Sigmundur David Gunnlaugsson, was forced from office in April amid accusations of conflict of interest after revelations in leaked documents known as the Panama Papers of the hidden wealth of the country's elite. The Conservative Independence Party, which has been in a governing coalition with the Progressives, came in first with 21 seats, up from 19 in the last election. But the big winner in the election on Saturday was the just 4-year-old Pirate Party, which took 10 seats, more than tripling its showing of 3 seats in the last general election.
I thought it had 2.
I thought it was 2 as
yeah,
well.
Me too. Okay.
There was another story that said it was
2. Yeah, well.
The Left Green Party also won 10 seats. The left-leaning parties, the Left Greens, the Pirates, and two allies won 27 seats overall, just short of a majority.
So the Independence Party is conservative?
That's what they say here.
Okay, it's conservative. Okay, interesting.
The Liberal Regeneration Party, which is expected to play the role of kingmaker, has ruled out joining a coalition with the current governing establishment parties, and that means that left-leaning parties could potentially form a governing coalition.
So is the Pirate Party considered left-leaning?
That's what they're saying here.
All right.
While the Conservative Independence Party made gains, it is not a return to the status quo.
I find this left and right thing that they, especially when you're talking about foreign elections,
it gets confusing.
I don't even know what they're talking about. It makes me, you know, sort of go back to French Parliament when the monarchists were on the right and the, you know, socialists, you know, anarchists, communists, everybody was on the left. These groups. I mean, like, they're all statist in many ways,
oh, yeah.
And so that's the difficulty for me to sort of figure all this stuff out. I'm not interested in what kind of statist you are. I'm interested in how little state you're talking about.
The traditional party system has been disrupted, said Andres Johnson, a political consultant. To form a government, the party, the main party, the Independence Party that took the elections, will have to extend its hand to smaller, more rebellious groups. He said that we're not seeing big movements of people who feel they're able to relate with the messages of the big coalition parties. Changes are going to come from the outside, not from inside the old parties. Which is different from how things work here. Here, we're stuck with the Republicans and Democrats, and there are some people who've decided that their best bet is to try to change the Republicans or Democrats into a party that they want, which has proved pretty futile. You know, if you look at the Ron Paul revolution from 2008 to 2012, I mean, has that had any kind of an effect on the Republican Party?
The Republicans in this election cycle are the socialists and the Democrats are the warmongers.
Everything's been flipped on its head.
Yeah, it's been flipped and it's been made worse for both sides.
So the answer to your question is, Ian, yes, absolutely. The Ron Paul Revolution had a tremendous effect. So the Ron Paul Revolution in 2008 started the Tea Party. The Tea Party has shaken the Republican Party to its core, driving a wedge between different groups. And frankly, the Republican Party is not going to be the same for some period of time. So yes,
yeah, but the Tea Party didn't offer any principle
Ian,
or freedom-oriented
candidates.
I'm
not claiming that
Rand Paul dropped out of the race.
You asked me if it had an effect, and the effect may not have been exactly what you wanted. But one of the major parties here in the United States, it could be dying in front of our eyes. We don't know that. So has it had an effect? Absolutely, that it's had an effect.
Well, arguably, Trump's had a much larger effect than what happened.
I think that Trump is a part of the whole. I mean, what is he? He's an outsider that's never been a politician. That's going to be a highly disruptive force.
If Trump had put a Democrat behind his name, the Republicans would hate him.
Of course.
Yeah.
I'm not claiming.
So you
asked
me what he is. Well, he's Trump. I mean, he's not a Republican. He's not a Democrat.
I think he is a symptom of what has occurred all along since 2008, since the Ron Paul Revolution. So, yes, I think that it has had a tremendous effect. I'd like to look back at the Jerry Falwell army, if I could, and pardon me if I'm not getting this exactly right, people who've been following politics for many decades. But essentially, the Jerry Falwell army wanted to see somebody that they thought was a good conservative Republican in, because they just had the basically Satan-worshipping Reagan in there, who, went tarot card reading and all this other stuff was what he's into. And they ran against, I think it was Bush in 88. And they didn't do so great, but they had a movement. They had a movement that was probably as big and as exciting for them as Ron Paul in 2008. And what they decided to do, many of them, was, hey, we're not going to just take our ball and go home because we lost. And they did, thank God. What they did was they got involved in the Republican Party, and they changed the way the party was. The party wasn't so fundamentalist before that, but there was, throughout the 90s and even into the aughts, it became a very fundamentalist party. And now we have a strong socially conservative movement in this country as a result of that, people being involved in the political system.
Well, speaking of Ron Paul, coming up, I've got a piece that he wrote recently about why he remains steadfast about his principles. I guess not that recent, but it was from this year. While the Conservative Independence Party had made gains, the election for Iceland's parliament, the world's oldest, which is interesting, highlighted the fragmentation of the political landscape. A dozen parties fought for power over an electorate of about 260,000, barely enough to fill three American football stadiums. Brigitta Jonsdottir, the anarchist leader of the Pirate Party, said she was satisfied with the result. She said, "Whatever happens, we've created a wave of change in the Icelandic society," she told a cheering crowd early on Sunday. About 40% of pirate supporters are under the age of 30. that, which, you know, it's hard to get people who are millennials to go out and vote in the United States, but it looks like the Pirate Party is actually getting them excited, getting them out to the polls.
Maybe we need a Pirate Party in the U.S.
Well, somebody started one apparently back in 2006. I don't know what is going on with it these days. If you know, you're welcome to share it with us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your thoughts on the Icelandic Pirate Party taking a strong second place in the Icelandic elections over the weekend. You can join us also and bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of our revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-2949. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-2949. That's 1-800-719-2949. 1-800-719-2949.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revers.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. Then beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Live Sunday edition of the program. You can dial toll-free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight with you, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Coming up, Johnny Ray's got a game of the week. Sounds very intriguing. We'll get into that here. It's Doom in a new way that you've apparently never seen before.
Doom RL. So,
yeah, we'll get into that here in moments. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves. We'll also hear from Ron Paul about why he remains principled, why he refuses to compromise his principles. But first, we're talking about the Pirate Party, and this is the political party in Iceland, not the original one in Sweden, but the Icelandic one that has really had some tremendous success after just 4 years of being in existence, coming in second place in the elections that happened yesterday. And one of the things that's noteworthy is the party is made up of anarchists and libertarians and, you know, computer hackers. So it's kind of it's a very unique political animal. So I want to talk a little bit more about that. Also, I bet you, in fact, I know for a fact, we were reading about the Icelandic Pirate Party, the Pirate Party in general, and that apparently what they want to do is have Bitcoin be the official like currency of Iceland, if they could have their druthers, if they get their way and can control the country. That's something they're going to be doing. Now, of course, which Bitcoin they support is another question. There are people inside of Bitcoin who are the greatest threat to Bitcoin, according to Roger Ver, Bitcoin Jesus. He's pointing out that those people who want to control Bitcoin's block size, want to keep it small, are basically holding back its potential to grow in the future. And so what Roger and those who want to see a larger block size have done, they've introduced a new Bitcoin client called Bitcoin Unlimited. And when that happened, Bitcoin prices spiked 5%. Now, some people thought that is a coincidence, but some observers don't think so. Bitcoin shouldn't be held back by a few, and you can learn more at bitcoinunlimited.info. That's bitcoinunlimited.info. As we continue here with the Pirate Party, about 40% of their supporters, according to the New York Times, are under the age of 30. They had pinned their hopes on a party that has promised to install a more inclusive and transparent government. The pirates have pledged to enhance direct democracy by passing the world's first crowdsourced constitution, drafted by Icelandic civilians rather than politicians. Parliament blocked that document in 2013.
Can't wait to see a crowdsourced constitution.
Oh, it sounds horrible.
Everybody has the right to a puppy. Yeah. I mean, I can't remember. It's been some many years, but we read one of those sort of man in the street things where they polled people on what they thought was in the Constitution, or excuse me, in the Bill of Rights, which of course is part of the Constitution, and things like the right to own a pet, the right to universal health care, just the rights to sort of really strange things that people believed were in the Bill of Rights. And I can only imagine the rights that people would imagine that they have these days. Look, I think you should be allowed to have a pet as long as you own your own property or you've worked something out with the landlord or whatever. But, you know, a right to own a pet, obviously it's not in the Bill of Rights.
That is certainly true that rights, people have a lot of funny ideas about rights, and everybody thinks that certain rights are like, maybe some people really do think that they have a right to a pony or a right to an education or even a right to fresh water, which I don't think that people have a right to. But
not unless they produce
fresh
water.
It's not uncommon for people to say that, though, that people should have a right to water. We heard that argument when Detroit was having some issues with its water supply.
Well, if you leave, the thing is that when somebody says they have a right to something, immediately the next thought is, let's turn it over to the government. We see what happens when you turn over your right to fresh water to the local municipal or state government. In this case, it was basically the state government that got involved because the municipal government was messing things up. But, I mean, you know, if you've got a right, then, you know, why in the world would you turn over something so important to the government?
Now, having said that, I think that it would be very interesting to see what kind of document these people could produce, because you could Wikipedia, for example, seems to be pretty well regulated and well mannered. And if you look up a topic that you know something about, I think you generally see what you would expect to see there.
Well, Wikipedia seems to be that way, but that's because you don't see all the behind-the-scenes fighting, likely, that happens over the different articles. I mean, if somebody goes into an article on Wikipedia and makes a change that some other person decides is not right, then they'll undo that change. Mm-hmm. And then there's you know, some discussion about what changes should be allowed, etc. I've never actually dug deep into that, but I know it exists. I know there's this whole world of, you know, administrator, moderator types, people who have their pet articles on Wikipedia that they monitor for changes, and then they'll, you know, change them back. I think overall the product is very, very good on Wikipedia because they do require citations for claims of fact and things like that. So there's like a community set of rules that has, I think, generally worked very, very well, but that doesn't mean the process isn't a messy, ugly process behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm. I think that with something so serious, you'd probably get something a little more sophisticated than Bodie McBoatface and Harambe and so forth.
I don't know. What's wrong with Bodie McBoatface?
Oh, also about rights. Rights to me are something that only someone, people can only take them away from you. People can't give you rights. And also rights do not confer obligations on other people. Only the obligation not to take something from you. If you have a right to fresh water, that means that if you're in the presence of someone who's thirsty, then you're obligated to go and get them water. And while that is good and noble, it's not a rule of the universe. It's not a moral imperative.
Right. Now, I understand why someone would say that they think people should have a right to water. It comes from the basic idea that human right or human life is a precious thing, and that, you know, it needs to be supported by other humans on the planet. But when you say something is a right, that means that you have the expectation that someone will provide that for you, because that water ain't going to come out of the ground on its own, or, you know, it's not going to appear on a silver platter in front of you. I mean, you've got to do things in order to acquire water.
Do the well digging companies of the world have to dig all the wells for everybody for free?
Right.
If so, how do their employees, pay for their kids' educations and, you know, buy food for their family and all these other things? You know, the notion, a right is something that is free. If I have a right to water, I have a right to free water. And there's no such thing as free anything. There's improvements on the world.
Well, there's like a creek down here in New Hampshire in the area where people will go and fill up water bottles.
That's fine. And as far as I'm concerned, they should go do that. And somebody should ought to test that thing anyway. But nonetheless, those people should go get their water. But they've got to drive their car
right.
And use their containers.
No one's bringing it to
their
them.
Time.
Yeah.
And that does not function like a right.
Exactly. And I support the idea of charity. And if that's what it comes down to, people need water. There are people who will help them get it. You know, the good thing about water is it's plentiful. So the cost per gallon is very, very low. It doesn't actually cost very much to acquire water. So to have water available as a charitable thing is really trivial.
And because water is so plentiful, it makes it easier to claim a right to it.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. We'll talk more about the Pirate Party. We've kind of gone off from that. We'll get back into it here coming up in moments. And this is Free Talk Live.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, Live Sunday edition of the show. Dial in toll free. Bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have Skype. You can Skype in and username lrn.fm. We were just telling you about the new Bitcoin Unlimited software. And also, if you've got some Bitcoin and you want to promote Bitcoin, there's some great t-shirts over at store.bitcoin.com. Where if you're a fan of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency in general, you really ought to check out store.bitcoin.com. Not only do they have some eye-catching t-shirts that'll attract attention, maybe start a conversation, but also they have the largest and best selection of shirts, art, hardware, and other great stuff, all for sale in Bitcoin, of course. Go to store.bitcoin.com as we go to your calls and thoughts. More about the Icelandic Pirate Party's mostly victory over the weekend. We'll go to Dennis in Florida, though. First, you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Dennis.
Hi, guys.
Hey there.
Can you hear me okay?
Sure. Yeah, we got you.
Oh, good. First, two things. You guys were talking about free water. Of course, nothing's free. We all know that. But what I would argue is when they start trying to restrict people collecting rainwater and using that, I mean, that's obviously, you know, not correct, I think. We should be able to collect our rainwater, make an effort, and then we should have our, you know, own water through that method.
Yeah, I think that's an improvement upon your land, and you should benefit from the improvements on your land. If you grow pigs in your land, they're your pigs. If you put up things to collect rainwater, it should be your rainwater. I think it can get out of hand, though, if a very large landowner decides, I'm going to collect all this rainwater and it's not going to go into this river. And this is kind of some of the things that they deal with out west. You know, it just, it's drier east of the, or west of the Rockies than it is east of the Rockies. For instance,
what about here, the wild card line?
Here in New Hampshire, water just rolls down the mountains. It's, I mean, you can't waste water in where I live because I'm the first house from the peak of this mountain that we're on, and the last one, also the last house to the creek. There's literally nothing between the peak of the mountain and the creek except for my house and trees. And so, you know, all this water goes one direction, which is down into the creek. We do some stuff with the water, but we can't waste it. Whereas out west, those people need water really, really badly.
Right. Well, if you were diverting it into some reservoir and bottling and selling it, obviously that would probably present some issues. But anyway,
yeah.
I got a question for you guys. You guys would probably do well to comment on this. I'm confused. There's a lot of things going on, a lot of issues, but I was confused about why the youth never really got onto the Trump campaign like the Ron Paul campaign. Ron Paul, he was a Republican. I don't think he really reached out to the youth in any specific way that I can remember. So why were they so on the Ron Paul bandwagon and really not even to mention for the Trump campaign?
Well, I'll tell you this. Ron Paul was asked questions like this, too, and he didn't seem to know the answer as to why people were, just on his bandwagon. Why were they so excited? I think the answer is because Ron Paul was about as consistent as a politician has ever been in my lifetime and perhaps U.S. history.
That's a good answer. People can detect that about Ron Paul relatively quickly after having...
Young people can detect deception.
I think anybody can detect deception. With Trump, I mean, he's...
I can't detect deception,
you're
unfortunately.
Just bad at that?
It's a debilitating disability I have.
But you've been abused by women in your life.
But Ron Paul, we mentioned this in one of the debate shows. When he's asked a question, he answers the question.
Straightforward.
Unlike folks like Trump or Hillary Clinton, they have their message that they want to put out, and when somebody asks them a question, that's just an opportunity for them to say whatever they were going to say in the first place.
Yeah,
Ron Paul didn't do that.
Right, Ron Paul was more about the message of liberty on a principled, consistent basis than he was about Ron Paul, whereas Trump is about Trump. I mean, everybody knows that Trump's about Trump, and so, you know, he's not fooling anyone. It's just that he's up against one of the worst possible Democrats that they could have put him up against. And so, you know, people are supporting Trump or supporting him in a lot of cases just because he's an outsider, not because they like what he says, or maybe they like some of what he says, but, you know, he doesn't have a consistent viewpoint or a consistent message. Plus, Ron Paul advocates for the end of the war on drugs, and the fact is a lot of young people are familiar with cannabis. They're familiar with the damage that the war on drugs has caused their friends and, you know, the people that that they're close to. And I think that probably also was a factor. It's one of the reasons why Bernie had a lot of young people supporting him, besides the whole, you know, give everybody everything free message, which resonates with young people who don't know anything about the world.
People see Bernie as consistent. Now, I think that, that at this point we've seen that is not the case.
Well, yeah, they found out he was a hypocrite later on after he ended up, you know, throwing in the towel and backing Hillary Clinton and getting, like, a private jet or trying to get a private jet. I don't know if he ever got it.
I've heard Ron Paul address this question before, like you, Mark, and I think they often, or maybe it's Tom Woods, they reference this rally that he was doing in Michigan or something, and this is pursuant to what you were saying about the drug war, and but in this particular instance, these students were chanting "End the Fed," and he wasn't expecting a bunch of college students to be chanting a message like that. So you just never know what will get a person riled up and ready to act.
And I would point out that the libertarian movement was ramping up along the way. We were libertarians before we heard about Ron Paul, mm-hmm. right, Ian?
Yeah.
And then we found this guy, and he's pretty libertarian, and we could get behind him and that sort of thing. So, and then he ran for basically got drafted for president in 2008. So he had a sort of a built-in base. Trump doesn't particularly stand for anything other than whatever it is that he...
I'm an outsider.
Right. He's an outsider. And, you know, and I think he'd be a great disruptive force compared to, you know, Hillary Clinton or, frankly, you know,
I think anybody else. If he gets elected, Mark, he will... if you think he's going to be a great disruptive force, I think you'll find that he's a big disappointment.
Fine. Either way, I mean, I don't think we don't have to worry about
it's
Trump
It's going to be business
elected.
As usual.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Now, go ahead, Dennis.
No, there's a lot of good. I think you guys have a lot of good answers there about that. And you know, I'm skeptical about Trump. I mean, given the lesser of two evils, that's who I'm voting for. And just the fact that he would be disruptive, hopefully that's not a deceptive ploy. That would be enough for me to vote for him. So.
Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of people feel like their only choice is Clinton or Trump, and I can see why people feel that way. I have already cast my ballot. I cast it for Gary Johnson because, well, you know, there were other people in the ballot, and I felt like he was on in 50 states and could use the support, so that's where I went.
All right, yes. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for the call, really man. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number, if you want to join us here on the Live Sunday Edition. Free Talk Live is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So since we're talking about elections, back to the Pirate Party of Iceland that did pretty well. They didn't take first place, but they did take second place, more than tripling their number of seats in the parliament there in this town.
They've got 10 out of 63, right?
That's correct.
And in a parliamentary system, this makes a difference because they need to have coalition governments to sort of have to pick an MP. And now it doesn't seem like the right parties are necessarily the righties are going to necessarily won this independence party won. But there aren't a lot of righties in the parliament, so it could very well be that the leftists can put together a coalition government that is bigger than the righty coalition.
Well, they suggested here that the Independence Party people may have to extend their hand to the more rebellious groups in order to form a government.
Yeah, they're going to have to.
That may be what happens. The Pirates have pledged to enhance direct democracy by passing the world's first crowdsourced constitution drafted by Icelandic civilians rather than politicians, which was blocked by Parliament in 2013. The party also wants to redistribute wealth and increase the government's anti-corruption powers. So one of the other things.
Yeah, all those despicable rich Icelanders. Oh, wait, there's only 300,000 people on the island.
I'm sure some of them are rich, Mark. But regardless, that is one of the concerns I have
but
about the
Pirate
Party.
You could name the rich people on the island of Iceland. That's
probably count them on two hands or something like
it's
that.
It's like, oh, I hate him. He's got so much money. Well, how did he get it? Providing goods and services to people?
Right. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So, yeah, not exactly libertarians in some of the things they stand for, like wealth redistribution. I presume that means by force and not voluntarily.
Oh, I presume the same.
But, you know, we'll see here. You can learn more about it, and we will, too. Free Talk Live.
You said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
If you had one day to teach someone economics, what would you say? We would say that innovation and prosperity requires economic freedom. Visit fee.org/courses and check out Economics in One Day, a crash course in free market economics that you can present to your community. For over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been a champion of liberty. Start today at no charge by visiting fee.org/courses and learn why economic freedom matters.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school. Morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation. Dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation. The movie. .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us. Bring up anything here. The number is 855-450-FREE. Live Sunday edition of the show with you tonight. It's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Go and get interactive over at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give to you. And you can actually create the content right there on the front page. So if there's some news story that you like, you want to share with us and the rest of the listeners, you can do that. Or maybe it's a YouTube video or something fun, you know, whatever it is you want to put up there. You can control the content. You can vote up what you like, vote down what you don't, and we might just talk about your suggestions on the air. Tonight, though, we are discussing the Pirate Party over in Iceland, and it looked like they did pretty well. It was anticipated that they might actually sweep the elections to some extent and be the first place, but they actually got second place with 10 seats of these 60-something seats of parliament in Iceland. Let's see, it looks like 63 seats, so they got 10 of them, which put them in second place, although they were tied with another party also for second place. But doing much better than anybody expected from a brand new political party that's only been around for 4 years. And so we're talking a little bit about that. You're welcome to join us here and take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. So they say they want to increase the government's anti-corruption powers. According to Transparency International, a watchdog group They are already the 13th least corrupt country in the world, which puts them ahead of the United States. Ms. Jons de Tier, who's
I wonder what how they rate this corruption thing. I suspect it's probably different than what I would do.
I don't know. You have to look into it. The Transparency International, Mark, is who you want to.
When I think
there.
About places like Rhode Island, Chicago, Louisiana, New Orleans, specifically, I don't know what it's like in the rest of Louisiana, and I don't know what it's like in any of those other places. I just hear it's corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
We saw some video of a listener who was in, I can't remember what the name of the town was in Missouri, but Jason
Forsyth.
Forsyth, Missouri. Yep. Jason Jensen was there just doing some videoing, and these people just freaked out at him.
One of them assaulted him.
Yeah, they don't want the light of day exposed on their activities at all. That looks like corruption to me.
Now, this was Rhode Island?
You're talking about Missouri.
Yeah.
Okay. Rhode Island does have a reputation for corruption.
They certainly do, yeah.
And corruption is a function of government power. I mean,
correct.
You can't have corruption without government power. Corruption is a
corruption. Well, you can have corruption without government power, but you can't have government without corruption. Because you can have corporate corruption as well, right?
I guess so, but corruption to me is like a specific example of somebody abusing their power.
Right.
And if the power's not there, then the corruption can't be there.
There's still some level of power that people have in, you know, corporate America, whether it be the power to fire someone or the power to promote someone. There's still some level of power there. It's not the same kind of power. You don't have men with guns at your behest. But
wouldn't you call, say, nepotism a form of corruption? So, for instance, I'm the boss, and my nephew are both, looking for the next step up, and I decide, even though you're far more competent and everything, I decide to promote the nephew because my sister's going to give me hell if I don't, or whatever.
No, I don't think that's corruption, because that's just that guy doing whatever it was in his right to do.
Oh, I'm not saying it's not within his rights.
Right. But corruption to me is like when somebody is given a special sacred public trust and they abuse that. And the sacred public trust is that thing that we pretend we can give to governments and that they will act nobly. The ability to take a truncheon to our head when we need it. That is that sacred trust. That's what it's built out of. And that's why it's so valuable to us, and that's why corruption can only come by violating that specific trust to me.
I think there's a strong argument for what you're saying. I think maybe the wider definition of corruption, and we'll see what the dictionary says about it, but I would expect that it means that when there is some sort of expectation of behavior in a certain role that is not met in a way that the individual had some control over, meaning that, you know, if you're expected to be fair in your hiring practices, but you're hiring all your family members, then that would be a corrupt, I would say, act.
Fair enough.
You can
fair
share
enough.
your thoughts with us here. Corruption, what's it mean to you? Certainly government is rife with it, and all governments have it. It's just now they're just comparing the governments and seeing which governments they say don't have as much as the others.
I must say that a business that chooses to promote based on nepotism as opposed to on qualifications is likely to see their management team is unable to compete against the
True.
Management teams of their competing businesses, and that they will likely
fail
at some point, or at least not do as well as they could.
Whereas in government, corruption is typically rewarded.
Yeah. Oftentimes, what you'll see is somebody who attains power moves their cronies up with them. I saw this time and again when I worked. When I was at the prison, the lieutenants and the captains all kind of, they tried to circle around the colonel in order to get their promotions or whatever. But they made sure their boys got, promoted up, too.
So one of the definitions of corruption here from Merriam-Webster, definition A, impairment of integrity, virtue, or moral principle. So a Catholic priest would be considered corrupt if they're molesting their church boys or whatever.
That seems pretty corrupt.
Definition C is inducement to wrong by improper or unlawful means. Definition B, decay or decomposition. And D is a departure from the original or from what is pure or correct. So I think all of those situations, the word corruption would apply. So anyway, back to Iceland's pirate party. Ms. Jónsdóttir, who's a former WikiLeaks activist, she's the head of the pirate party in Iceland. She says, we want to see a trickle-down ethics rather than make-believe trickle-down economics. Strong anti-establishment feelings.
Yeah, it's hip to go after trickle-down economics, but you know, none of these people can sort of prove trickle-down economics doesn't work. The thing is that it was corrupted. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, the Republicans that got in power in many cases, and many times the Democrats too, they you know, the trickles were coming down, but they were diverted over to the cronies. And you can't have crony capitalism and trickle-down economics going at the same time.
Yeah, and you had, with Reagan, you had a lot of trickle-up with increased spending and so forth. I don't know if taxes went up. Maybe they borrowed the money.
Right. He increased the size of government dramatically.
The size of government increased under Ronald Reagan by more than 60%.
Strong anti-establishment feeling has swept through Iceland since the financial crisis, which has been aggravated by the Panama Papers scandal this year in April, and that sent thousands of protesters into the streets, ultimately resulting in the prime minister resigning. The Pirate Party has benefited from this wave of dissent that has swept through Europe and the United States, upending traditional politics and fracturing mainstream parties. In 2008, Iceland's economy collapsed after its banking sector, fresh from deregulation, grew exponentially. In the years before that, Icelanders binged on credit, some becoming billionaires overnight. By 2006, the average Icelander was 300% wealthier than 3 years earlier. Cronyism became rampant. When the crisis hit, Icelanders were plunged into debt, and banks racked up losses of billions of dollars, many times more than the size of their economy. Today, the economy has recovered, partly thanks to booming tourism, but public anger still runs deep. Jónsdóttir told agents France Press, quote, we are a platform for young people, for progressive people who shape and reshape our society. She went on to say, like Robin Hood, because Robin Hood was a pirate. We want to take the power from the powerful to give it to the people. And apparently that is a message that is resonating in Iceland and may resonate in other places. Mark, you were looking into the Pirate Party in the United States.
Yep.
Are they doing anything? Were you able to determine whether they're
not really
active?
Not very much. I mean, they have 8 state parties that they recognize. The PNC, the Pirate National Committee, recognizes parties in 8 states. And so they're, something's going on, but
yeah, I wonder
not
what,
a lot.
I wonder what their beliefs are, if they differ at all from the pirate parties in Europe. We can maybe look closer at that.
What they need
time.
Is a powerful, articulate leader to step into the Pirate National Committee and then run for president under the pirate ticket and really articulate a new, more liberty-oriented message.
Yeah, are you going to do that, Mark?
No. No.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Jay is on the line in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jay.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
What's on your mind? Go ahead.
Well, I've been traveling to Boulder here recently the past couple weeks, and I've been noticing I only can find one Hillary sign, but the Boulder's like known as like a liberal mecca, I guess.
Yeah, that's true.
So the polls are rigged. Trump is doing better than the mainstream media wants us to believe.
I want to hear what Jay has to say. Jay, and I believe this is Jay Noon. I recognize the voice. Stand by. Yep. We'll bring you back here after the news into hour number 2, where you can join us as well. Toll free at 855-450-FREE.
A dozen medical cannabis cultivators and processors have partnered with Medical Genomics to record and track the genetics of cannabis strains on the Bitcoin blockchain. The Massachusetts-based firm has partnered with a preliminary group of 12 cultivators and processors to develop a fully validated genomic-based safety and quality standards for medical cannabis. MGC's StrainSeek service records the unique genetic information of cannabis and hemp strains derived from DNA sequencing into the Bitcoin blockchain database. To learn more, go to news.bitcoin.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health. Not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Healthexcellenceselect.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.